Chapter 3. Who is in control of the marketing message? Guess what? It's not you. There was a time when advertisers and marketers were the center of the marketing universe. Messages were broadcast in one-way fashion to largely passive consumers. Today, thanks to the tools of social media, people are talking to each other about our companies, products, services, industries, and competitors, whether we are present or not. What's worse, we may not even be aware that a conversation is taking place. That head-in-the-sand mentality may work for the ostrich, but not for business. Who is in control of the marketing message? One thing is certain, it isn't us. From command and control to out of control to community control. Classic command and control marketing and advertising involved creating a message and distributing it through every available channel. You've seen this methodology employed hundreds of times in ads like Ford's Drive One or Nike's Just Do It campaigns. If it feels a bit militaristic, that's because command and control has its roots in the military. The general barks orders to the colonel, who hands them down to the major, who passes them along to the captain, then to the lieutenant, and so on down to the lowly private. Not unlike that, marketing executives, working in tandem with ad agencies, carefully craft messages that get syndicated through multiple channels until they reach the consumer, who is supposed to be inspired to do just what the ads direct. Simple, really. If one campaign doesn't pan out, another one comes along behind it that may. If that one fails, then a new agency is hired to replace the one that faltered, or maybe the CMO herself is the one to get the axe. New media has disrupted that structure and put the message in the hands of the consumer, who remixes it to suit his liking. The brand's message becomes whatever the community dictates, not the brand. In fact, it is no longer the sole property of the brand. You would think that companies would respond favorably and create ways to incorporate the consumer in spreading the message. In fact, some are, and we will take a look at a few examples later in this chapter. However, many are still motivated by fear of losing control, negative feedback, legal repercussions, and just plain fear of change itself. The classic, "we've never done it that way before," mentality governs a lot of business owners and executives' thinking. That may be one reason why only 15% of Fortune 500 companies use blogs in any meaningful way.